Welcome back. After a long hiatus, coming back to Dvar Musar once again, I hope we can now continue with some kind of regularity. We're in the middle of learning Sefer Shabbos Malkasa. We are in Chelek Aleph, and about to begin Perek Beis, but let's summarize what we have learned up till now in Perek Aleph. So we're in the process of understanding the position of Shabbos as the seventh day of the week, and also of the status of Shabbos as Shabbos HaMalka, the queen. So what's the connection between Malchus and Shabbos, king, reign, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus and Shabbos, and how does it connect to Malchus being the seventh Midah and Shabbos being the seventh day? These are all the things we were trying to understand about Shabbos that we began explaining in Perek Aleph. So we began to learn the deeper meaning of the pasuk. L'cha Hashem ha'gedula v'ha'gevura v'ha'teferes ha'netzach v'ha'hoid. To you, Hashem, there's greatness, strength, beauty, victory, hoid. Kichol b'ashamayim v'aretz. That's the sixth meter. All that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to you or was created by you. And then the pasuk repeats itself again. L'cha Hashem. Start again. L'cha Hashem ha'mamlocha. To you, Hashem, is the melucha. This is the seventh midah. And you are elevated over all great people, all leaders. So the first six midas mentioned in this pasuk are the different aspects of how Hashem relates to this world. He relates to this world with strength, with beauty, and so on. Kindness, mercy, din. These are all different midas, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes and decides how different things should happen to different people and different events should take place in different places. And the pasuk then begins again, L'cha Hashem, to you Hashem belongs Melucha, the Midah of Malchus. And we explain that this means that Malchus is the catalyst which actualizes the reality of all the above-mentioned Midas. Malchus is how the world recognizes that Hashem is king and rules this world. And all the Midas only come to fruition through that lens. We in the world benefit from Hashem's strength, from His kindness, as much as they cause us to recognize that Hashem is doing that. Hashem is the one performing the kindness. And they only have meaning and importance when they're associated with the Malchus of Hashem. And we give a mashal to a beautiful wedding, which is meaningless, even though it has all the trappings and all the food and all the fanciest orchestra and everything that's there, but it's all meaningless unless the chasen arrives. And that's the concept of Malchus, that through Malchus, all the midas that exist in this world, all the kindness of Hashem, the power of Hashem, the strength of Hashem, everything that we feel in this world through benefiting from the world, all only takes on a meaning when it represents Malchus. And the pasuk concludes with the midah of Keser, Hamasnase, that's Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is how all the attributes are unique to a king. Meaning, a king is a step above the common man, he's a step above all others, and the greatness and strength of a king can't be replicated to, and it can't be compared to the strength of a common man. As the Gemara says, a king can uproot a mountain, a common man can't do that. So a king is also unique. And when Malchus Shemayim reigns in this world, there's great joy and perfection throughout the whole universe. As the pasuk says, Ba'or Pnei Malachaim, with the light of the face of the king, meaning to say that when Hashem shines his countenance, and there's a Gilui Panim, his reign is apparent, Malchus Shemayim is clear, then there's life, meaning then there's a perfection of life. So now let us approach the concept of Shabbos as the seventh day. Where is the connection between Shabbos and Malchus? And the purpose of Shabbos as well is there to bring to reality and fruition the oneness of Hashem, Yichud Hashem. And this is what we will now go on to explain and try to understand.